on to another hour of conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 7 minutes after that hour, this hour, on Thursday, the 27th of March, a week from today, we will be into April. Spring. Oh, lights, camera, action. Hoo-ah. Ken Kessler and I are here together to weave stories. I guess the story that most people are weaving still, I mean, the basket has gotten yet, is the Malaysian Airlines flight, the 777. What's happened to it? There's bad weather again in the area. So they got one good day of checking, and then the weather, as disagreeable as it can be sometimes, decided to be disagreeable again. The Australian Maritime Safety Authority says that all planes have been grounded. Ships were leaving the search area. Waters not safe. So, what do we have for satellite imagery? The French, say it again, Doug. That might be French defense firm that has satellite. One thing we're learning from this, if I interrupt myself for a minute here, is how many satellites there are.
Yeah.
Every country has got satellites on top, or at least all of the progressive countries. I don't know if progressive is the right word even, but countries that have some amount of wealth, whether it be Western countries like America, the European Space Alliance, some of them British and French and Germans have their own satellites. The Chinese have them. The Russians have them. The Australians have them. And everybody seems to be looking now for the same thing. So now these new items, some say 100. I'm looking at two or three different stories here. I see one that suggests there are 300 floating objects in this certain area. I see one that suggests 150, 122. This is the French satellite that's been scanning the Indian Ocean and looking specifically, apparently. I don't know how they do that. I guess they look at the pictures more carefully and have people analyzing them. Didn't we have last week a story, Kenny? Ken Kessler is here with me, of the volunteers that were going over a lot of these pictures. There were hundreds of them looking at thousands, if not millions. Where was that taking place? Do you remember? Is that in Australia?
That was online.
Oh, it was online.
There was a company, and I want to say it was in Colorado, mm-hmm. who was uploading thousands, if not millions, of satellite images. Mm-hmm. And through social media, people were going through them and looking for anything that might look like
look like
something.
Yeah.
But I don't think anything really came of that.
Well, if you look at if you look at some of the other pictures, the Malaysia Defense Minister, Acting Transport Minister, handing out printouts of this satellite image of all the objects. The Malaysians are so eager to put this thing to bed, or to put it to rest, or to just get out from underneath it. The multinational hunt goes on and on and on. And all these satellites, that there have been other satellites detecting possible, maybe, could be, debris from a jet. But because there are a lot of clouds in the area now, in addition to the rough seas, they're not really able to scrutinize this. So I think, and by the way, satellite imagery came from a satellite that was owned and put in the air by Airbus, which is Boeing's chief competitor. Now, does that have anything to do with this? I don't know. Is Airbus eager to make Boeing look bad so they can sell more planes? I think you could suspect that. I don't know that that's true, but I don't know that it's not true. I think you could come up with all kinds of scenarios here. And I'm not in denial. There are a lot of things which the Malaysians are finding that would have us believe that, wow, this is where the Malaysian government, or some of the people in the Malaysian government, could be in on this. Right? Stranger things have happened. How do you know, or does anybody know, that there isn't somebody up to the prime minister that's in on this, hijacking some valuable cargo, You don't know that. No matter what kind of stuff they spew out, no matter what kind of stories, and I'll tell you, the Chinese are going to get to the bottom of this quicker than anybody else is. The, as a matter of fact, there have been a lot of meetings. The Chinese say they want to know the truth, and the debris of the plane has to be found. So anyway, if any debris is found, the people who are Chinese anyway, I think there was some sort of a release that was put out yesterday, their hopes would be dashed. And a lot of them were dashed when the prime minister said the other day, nope, this is it. We are absolutely sure it's in the bottom of the southern Indian Ocean. Not so fast, pal, say the Chinese. Where's the proof? Where's the beef? What do you suppose the translation in Chinese is for? Where's the beef? So the Chinese authorities that normally are extremely wary of any spontaneous demonstrations that could undermine stability in their country have permitted these protests outside the Malaysian embassy, during which relatives chanted slogans, threw water bottles, and tussled a bit with police. So the Chinese government is not... Hey, but what, so, I guess if I'm trying to think if something like this would happen in America. I don't know that. We only have three Americans on the plane, though, right? So those families could make a lot of noise. I don't know what it's like outside the Malaysian embassy. I don't even remember seeing a Malaysian embassy in Washington. I'm sure there is one. But so, okay, the search for the wreckage and the plane's flight data and the cockpit voice recorder still goes on. And then the people who want to keep telling us it took 2 years to find the black box from the Air France jet that went down in the Atlantic. Remember, that was shallow water. And this is not. So, whatever. I'm just trying to put two and two together and come up with more than two and a half. So, Kenny's going to have some of the input that you have managed to share with us. Delightfully. Thank you. At facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. You're sharing at 888-302-3684. More than welcome. We have good callers. Put them on the air as we can find them. And then there is always the connection on the web. Where did EEE come from? Doug yet? DougStephan.com. A lot of vowels and snorts going on here. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, afrin.com. This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9, 800-811-3790, PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
What if you could combine the two most powerful diet ingredients into one incredible weight loss super pill? We've done just that. For the first time ever, the miracle fat burner in a bottle, raspberry ketone, has been combined with Garcinia Cambogia, described as the holy grail of weight loss, to bring you the world's most powerful diet pill. Get your phone ready, because we're releasing free bottles to the first 100 callers. But wait, we haven't just combined the two most powerful weight loss ingredients. We've combined the seven most powerful ingredients. Green coffee bean, African mango, moringa, saffron flower extract, and glucomannan. All the hottest clinically proven weight loss ingredients combined into one fat-shedding super pill. We call it the Skinny 7 Super Supplement, and it's available for the very first time. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll rush you a free bottle. Call 1-800-514-1021. Find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-514-1021. 1-800-514-1021.
Hi, Doug Steffen. And the program that wakes a lot of people up, depending on the time of day you're listening. Interesting information now coming forth on the Malaysian Airlines flight. Let's listen, as we do to a lot of talk hosts, that put things into perspective, maybe give you something else to think about. Host Pat Campbell here, for example, talking to another radio host named Todd Schnitt about the Prime Minister's comments and some of the conflicting stories that seem to be continuing to be batted around here.
We've got the Prime Minister of Malaysia, who came out earlier this week and announces in a very somber voice, this guy should be working in a funeral home, by the way, that or for hospice, that he announces that we regret to inform you that the plane went down in the southern Indian Ocean. End of story, walks away. Presented absolutely zero, no evidence whatsoever. We're supposed to accept him at his word and just move on. Of course, now today, the latest story today, they found Schnitt satellite imagery. Yeah. 122 things closely grouped, floating together. Might be something to do with the plane. Might not have anything to do with the plane. But I can't believe that we're just supposed to walk away and accept this as fact. And even if it is true, and I'd like it to be true for the families, just to give them closure. I'd like them to find some real remnants down there. It still doesn't explain how the hell the plane got down there. That's not in the direction of Beijing. I don't think there's any airports down there. What was the plane doing down there?
Well, that's the big question. And when the Prime Minister of Malaysia came out, Pat, and said that the plane is lost, and that's what really sent a lot of the families over the edge, and I can understand it, especially since some even got a text message prior to the, hey, sorry, your family member's lost. Yeah. Here's a text.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty darn callous. Oh. I mean, you don't send a text message out with that.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking the Malaysian Prime Minister at face value.
Right.
What I'm putting credence into is where he got the information. The Malaysians don't have the capability to do what he is suggesting the information is presenting. What it is, it's this satellite company, Inmarsat,
right,
as well as British Aviation Intelligence, I forget what the acronym is, but what they've done is they've used that new mathematical process.
It's a computer model, right.
The computer model with a half ping, a half handshake got, and that's how they figured out the trajectory and that it went south on two possible routes instead of north.
Right.
You know, by the way, let me just take a detour. The Lieutenant General McInerney, whatever, one of the talking heads on Fox.
The retired Air Force general. They were saying it was down in Pakistan, and he had sources inside Boeing and elsewhere,
Yeah, Pakistan's, his intel sources that the plane is on the ground in Pakistan. I mean, come on, that's preposterous. How the heck is he going to get out of that?
Well, I don't definitively know, and I don't think you do right now, that it's not there. Okay.
We don't definitively know,
right,
but Pat,
right.
I've got no problem saying that I, with almost 100% certainty, do not believe this airplane is on the ground, being held by Pakistani intelligence or Al Qaeda in Pakistan. I think that's preposterous.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Recognize why are we playing it then? Because the performance from last night's American Idol by competitor Dexter Roberts of Fayette, Alabama. All right. So the song was originally done by Little Big Town, for those who are not into it all. Competitors are getting narrowed down. American Idol ratings, lowest they've ever been. Does it have to do with the talent or just burnout on the idea as the show had it? Is this the last season? People are asking, wowie, wowie. Figure it still has some value conversationally and musically. Back to the conversation, though, here in the Doug Steffen program. Our focus on the Malaysian airliner and all of the correspondents that are there trying to figure out what the next move is going to be. And is there all this stuff in the ocean, the satellites? Is it? Could it be? Can it be? Perhaps it can be debris from the plane. Here's Taco Steve Simpson.
It looks like at least we have a possibility of a number of items in the water, right?
Yeah, so Malaysia, just saying, it's got photographs of more than 100 objects in the Indian Ocean, all of them pretty large, at least a yard long, and some of them enormous, 25 yards long. Now, we don't know if these are debris from the plane, but the ships are going to try and get to the area to pick up the stuff and identify it. But meanwhile, of course, 2.5 weeks on, there is concern that the black box radio beacons, the batteries in them, are going to fade soon. So there is concern that the further bad weather might further hamper the search. Meanwhile, of course, every time Malaysia says we may have a lead here, you have to treat that with a bit of because they said it many times in the past, and we've had plenty of satellite photos in the past, but no debris has been picked up onto a ship's deck to be identified positively.
And those black boxes, again, they only have, as you mentioned, a battery life that will only last, for another 2 weeks, or at least that's the rule, right? It has to last for a certain amount of time. It could last a little bit more, a little bit less.
Yeah. That's probably the guarantee given by the manufacturer. I think in practice that they can last much longer than that.
Yes.
They get weaker and the signal gets weaker. Remember that the Air France plane that fell into the ocean off the coast of Brazil, that black box was only found, I think, 2 years after the plane crashed, and it still had a bit of juice left in it. So even at that stage, you may still get a radio signal, but it'll be much weaker than at the start.
All right, so there's a reporter with some input for radio program. A lot of people in the news media have been coming under fire for the over coverage of the story. This is Mika Brzezinski, who's on MSNBC with Joe Scarborough. And they are continuing their speculation, or are they here?
You just don't have this happen. So the airlines haven't felt the need to do this.
Right.
And two, it's not cost prohibitive, but it doesn't make any sense to do it because this happens so rarely. They could track these planes if they wanted to.
Sure, it's a lot of money.
And by the way, they will from now on. Yeah. And they'll pay the extra money from now on. But this just never happened.
Can we go to news school for a second, please?
And by the way,
that's last week's question. Okay. And the theories are for later in the show. And I'll tell you why.
I'm going to have to ask you to just bring it down and relax a little bit. I think you're a little upset.
Here's what we've got at this point. It's 17 minutes past the hour. We shouldn't be talking about theories. If you want to go to a network that has theories about Pakistan just blared across for hours and hours and hours, you've got many choices out there.
I love Pakistan.
Okay, but that's actually capitalizing on a non-story for the sake of ratings because people's imaginations are picked by this, and that's not responsible. We did the plan. We will do the plane. It will be done again. We will do the facts.
Okay. Feel like
okay.
I feel like
how
I'm
do we not
Brown,
know?
Sandler's going to get the cape and say, "Come on,
just stop. We've got to go to Ukraine."
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Informationally, where are we headed? Remains to be seen. Ken and I plot a course, and sometimes we stick to it. Other times we don't. Depends on a lot of the input. So before we move on to what's going on in the Ukraine, Kenny, or maybe you can tie them together if you would like. You're welcome to do that, because I'm going to switch our attention to another important American story, what's going on in the Ukraine. So from Malaysia to Ukraine, what do you have? Like from Atlantic to Pacific, it's so terrific. So if I could put a song together from Malaysia and Ukraine.
I don't see anything tying them together.
No.
Gary
other than
says,
they both have no interest or import to Americans in general, but boy, are we fascinated with them.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary says, years from now, corporations and governments will be studying Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 and the response as the how-not-to example for crisis management.
Ah, excellent point. Yeah, but the Malaysians and those people in the simple countries don't know how to handle things because they're so used to being able to control everything and have everything their own way. Part of the problem, if you perceive there to be a problem here, and I think it's pretty arrogant of us to be, we measure them according to our standards, and our standards are different. They have different ways of looking and managing these sorts of things because they didn't need to be any different than they were. So the people there have a lot of times in these countries, news is managed and people are told what to think, how to think, where to think. So it's not like we're not talking about the same kind of a place as we have here. Next.
Paul says, the only thing we know for sure is that the plane disappeared. We really don't know anything else.
That is very true. Yep. Bottom line is all of it speculation, possibility, postulation, blah, 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 blah. Next.
And David says, I just don't see the point of interviewing the relatives of those on the Malaysian plane. What are they going to say?
I don't see the point of one talk show host interviewing another one. We had one of those a few minutes ago. What is a guy who's yakking on the air? I'd go on. Somebody call me from one of the stations that carries, we had 354 affiliates. Okay. Anybody that wants to call me from any of these stations, I'll be happy to do it. Send me an email. I'll be happy to help you talk about this. And one of the things we'll talk about is how nonsensical it is to have me or Todd Schnitt or anybody else on the air. What does he know that somebody else, just another conversation, another mouth, it's just another voice, that's all. He didn't know. And I love it when people say, we know. I guess, in fact, specifically we know from reading things. But it's not like there's an inside track to Todd Schnitt there someplace, right? Somebody from Malaysia has called Todd Schnitt to tell him what's going on. All right, anyway, being somewhat precociously precarious. Are you got any comments on what's going on in Ukraine?
Yeah, a couple. Let's see. Most about the money that we're planning to give them for aid. David right. says it's more money being wasted, just like Iraq and Afghanistan. When are we going to smarten up?
And the reference there is that the International Monetary Fund is going to consider a loan, is that it is? Some kind of an agreement for $14 to $18 billion in standby either loans or grants. So that'll be coming in part out of our pocket. So that's what that gentleman is talking about. All right, Kenny, what else have you got?
Barry says almost $18 trillion in debt, and we want to keep bailing everyone out. It's national suicide.
Well, it's not all, in fairness, not all our money. Excuse me. Go ahead, Kenny.
And he says, are leaders really this dumb?
Yes.
Yeah.
The answer to that question is yes. Wee-wee. Anything else?
Evelyn says, thanks to Putin, the U.S. is learning the real meaning of sovereignty, independence, and intervention.
You could say that about what's going on in Malaysia as well, frankly. I think you could come up with that. All right. It's good comments. Thank you. Keep them coming as you feel moved to do so. It's email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, or 888-302-Doug. So let's move into conversation from various radio and television programs that we monitor, mostly radio here at this point in the week. Here's a host named John Thompson talking to Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana about what Donnelly thinks we ought to do about Russia and the Ukraine other than perhaps nothing.
The Russians clearly are not going to get out of Crimea. Also, clearly, the U.S. and Europe are not willing to fight them militarily over it. So where do we go?
Well, what we do is we stand with our friend and ally, Ukraine, and we stand together with them. I was walking the streets of Kiev on Sunday, and person after person there came up to me and said, please tell everyone back in America. And they said, where are you from? I said, Indiana. And they said, please tell everyone from Indiana as well. We will fight for our country. And we will stand and fight for every square inch. And so what we do is we try to make sure that Mr. Putin understands the incredibly heavy cost that would be paid by him and his nation if he decides to do this, that we would put on crippling sanctions across their energy sector, not against the person or against the company, but against the entire sector. The same in the financial area. John McCain called Russia a gas station masquerading as a country. Their whole economy is focused on energy. We are working together with our friends there so that they can get off the addiction of Russian natural gas. We are talking about reinstituting or looking again at a missile defense system through Poland in those areas. And so we want to tell Mr. Putin, look, you may have a little bit of an edge on the board locally here in terms of more troops, more equipment, et cetera. But at the end of the day, this is an incredibly losing proposition for you and your country.
Is Crimea lost as far as the near term is concerned?
As far as the near term, it is a very difficult situation. Obviously, it is part of Ukraine's sovereignty. It is an illegal annexation of the area. But I have always believed the best thing to do is look at something realistically, and it's a tough go right now.
You know how ridiculous? Those of you in Indiana, you may or may not want to respond to what I'm about to say. So there's a senator. Unless he's wearing a badge or a uniform, or he's with some large group, and I know there are 8 senators that went over there this past weekend, but does he have on a badge, or is he wearing an American flag? He says, Michael, play the beginning of that again, where he talks about going down the street and people coming up to him. First of all, when I was in the Ukraine, there wasn't one person that spoke English other than the people who were in the government. And secondly, how do they know that this guy walking down the street is an American senator? And what am I missing here? All right, play the beginning of this again.
The Russians clearly are not going to get out of Crimea. Also, clearly, the U.S. and Europe are not willing to fight them militarily over it. So where do we go?
Well, what we do is we stand with our friend and ally, Ukraine, and we stand together with them. I was walking the streets of Kiev on Sunday, and person after person there came up to me and said,
"Okay,
please tell everyone."
That's a United States senator who's walking the streets of Kiev, and person after person comes up to him and says, "We want you to stick by us because we're going to do what we have to do to protect our sovereignty." Is that just me being cynical, or does that sound silly to you?
No, I'm sure people on the streets of Kiev came up and in perfect English said, "You look like a senator from Indiana. Please tell everybody back home, thanks."
Yeah. Okay, I just want to know if I was the only one who was thinking that as I heard that. All right, next, another host named Brian Thomas with Congressman Luke Messer is also in Indiana, and about how Messer thinks. There's a lot of people with a lot of expertise in Indiana today. Wow, this is great. Go ahead.
I'm not quite sure that there's really a whole lot we can do about it. A little bit more, a significant sanctions seem like it would be in order, but just naming 7 people for sanctions, that sounded laughable from a foreign policy response. Congressman Messer, what's your take on the situation?
Well, I mean, it is. It demonstrates weakness. No one wants to have troops in the Ukraine, but we can't just stand by and let Russia march in there without any consequence. We all learned in elementary school that if you don't stand up to bullies, bullies keep bullying. And there's very little reason to believe that Russia will stop here. I mean, both by history and by Putin's own rhetoric. I think what we need to do in the near term is provide military supplies, food, energy to the Ukraine, make very clear, and I think our allies are lining up to do this, that if they go past Crimea, that the consequences will be even more severe, and then have major diplomatic and economic sanctions. At the end of the day, the only thing that Russia is going to respond here to is some threat that actually hurts them. That threat doesn't have to be military. I mean, they are a nuclear power, but we need to get after their economy. I think one of the most important things we can do, though, and it has benefit for our domestic economy, is we need to take this moment and rally as a nation, as we did in the 60s of putting a man to the moon, towards making America energy independent. Which seemed unimaginable when I was a kid growing up, but we now are within reach of energy independence, and we can lessen Russia's influence in the world as an energy producer.
All right, enough on the Ukraine, right? 888-302-3684, should you want to throw a comment against the wall here. 16 before the hour on Doug's Good Day.
More than 1 million wild animals are killed each year, illegally. Poaching. It's just one of the risks animals face at our hands. I'm Tom Barry. I'm an actor. I grew up in the beautiful rural countryside of Ohio, where animals roamed freely in the open forests. I have a deep concern to help preserve those open spaces for our wildlife friends so they can live and thrive like they used to. Destruction of their habitats threaten their very existence. The best way to protect wildlife is to protect the land where they live. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust works with private landowners to protect wildlife, to preserve natural habitats, and establish permanent sanctuaries. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, call 800-729-SAVE. That's 800-729-SAVE. Or visit wildlifelandtrust.org. Thank you.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Clean, fresh air thanks to these new air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are stronger than ever. And Granger's got over 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from. Just ordered a new batch from Granger.com today. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com/air handler, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free Doolittle Raiders hat. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The Doug Steffen program on the air. Now our focus is climate change, something exciting and new. Here's radio host Ray Steele talking to a college professor about a new report on climate change. Woo-hoo!
Breaking it down, whether it's this report or I know there was another one that came out about a month ago, National Academy of Sciences and the Royal Society of Britain got together on this, essentially trying to do the same thing, trying to almost break it down into a frequently asked questions, a fact or a Q&A type format where they can simply say, yes, the climate is, we are getting warmer globally. That has been measured. But the evidence, where you get to the skeptic, I guess, is what evidence is there that it's caused by us, that we are the cause of this warming? So in a nutshell, what is some of the evidence out there that we are doing it?
You're right. That is a complicated issue. And again, actually, listeners who are really want to get that story should in fact visit the website and look at the AAAS report, right? And where people who've been studying climate science for decades explain this very clearly. But I can give you the perhaps even more layperson's view, which is really sort of the way I look at it as a political scientist. There's really no question about the greenhouse effect. The fact that these gases like carbon dioxide in the atmosphere have the ability to trap heat is simply what makes life on Earth possible. No one disputes that. That is a basic fact of physics. Because of that, the fact that we have put more of some of those gases into the atmosphere, which, again, nobody disputes, including even, I would say, many climate skeptics, clearly makes a strong case that the more of that sort of gas, those gases like carbon dioxide you put into the atmosphere, the more of that ability to trap some of that outgoing solar radiation from the Earth, this is something we know is going to happen, right? We simply know that. Now, we don't necessarily have certainty about the scale of that effect, and what we really, of course, don't know is how much of that gas is going to be in the atmosphere 100 years from now. In fact, that's something we have a lot of decisions to make about right now. But we know that if you continue to put gases like CO2 into the atmosphere, that things will get warmer. That's just a basic fact of physics. Again, exactly how much warmer is a little bit less clear, but when you're talking about the kinds of timescales 50 or 100 years, the possibility of doubling the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere to levels that have never been seen in human history anyway.
All right. We've heard a lot of that stuff before. The mudslide, most important story of the week in America, up next.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, with overviews of interesting, important stories that affect Americans, and the mudslide situation in Washington State certainly fills that bill for me anyway. I think this is the most compelling story with important information and a saga here. There's a story. And so for those of you who haven't heard the story, I can't imagine there's anybody that hasn't, but there's been more, so much more input about Malaysian airliner Flight 370 and the foolishness in Ukraine that we tend to walk away from some of these heartbreaking stories. 60 feet of mud from a mudslide in Washington State, small rural area in that state, which has seen lots and lots of rain in the last couple of weeks. So obviously it weakened an area of dirt and debris. So homes, people have been killed, 100 more maybe missing and never be found, I'm guessing, for the most part. The mud is 60 feet thick, taking down trees and houses. What a mess. Here's Taco's Dave Ross with Senator Patty Murray of Washington about all of the rescue efforts and what happened, why were they delayed, etc.
There have been some complaints that this rescue effort was slow to get started, that perhaps more lives could have been saved, even if volunteers had just been allowed to go into the area sooner. Any thoughts on that?
You know, I share everyone's desire to have, everyone recovered as quickly as possible. I was up at the area on Sunday, and it was so challenging for the rescue workers because the conditions are like none that you can imagine, and it's just been really difficult. I think everyone is pulling as fast as they can to do the right thing with the safety and security of the search teams in mind. Obviously, everyone wants to do as much and more that they possibly can. Certainly here at the federal level, the president has issued a disaster declaration. FEMA is on the ground. The Department of Transportation worked very quickly to provide relief. We've got the National Guard units deployed. But again, to a family who's lost a loved one or a home, nothing can be fast enough, and I truly do understand that.
So everything is now fully mobilized, or are there other parts still have to fall into place here?
There will be more. I mean, this is an ongoing situation where the immediate recovery and rescue is absolutely critical, and all the assets that need to be deployed are being deployed. And as we go along, the governor is looking at asking for financial assistance. He has to make sure they have the right requests in place to do that. They're working very quickly. We're working with them on that. But again, right now everybody's focused on what they need to be doing, which is search and rescue.
Looking ahead, because a lot of families have lost everything, this so far stops short of a full disaster declaration, right?
Right, and that can only come once the governor makes the request, and he is working with all of his agencies to make sure he's got the right request in so that they're financially asking for what they are going to need.
Does a disaster declaration pay for you to rebuild a home in the same area, and what would that involve?
Well, it really depends on what the governor asks for and what the needs are. I mean, they're so vast in this area right now. There will obviously be need for housing assistance for folks who've lost their home. We have a mile stretch of a highway that needs to be redone. There is, work at simply every level. When I was up there on Saturday, the mayor of Arlington was telling me that so many people have brought in food and clothing, and she just couldn't say how much she appreciated that. But the real need really is for the Red Cross and the local emergency folks for cash donations to help out the people who are displaced and to get food and shelter to them. So if anyone wants to help, I would really encourage you to help out the Red Cross with cash donations. That is what they are asking for right now and something we can all respond with.
All right. So there's that. Plus this other story this week I think is interesting, Kenny. Osama bin Laden's son-in-law convicted yesterday of conspiring to kill Americans. This guy served as Al-Qaeda mouthpiece, did propaganda videos that came out after the September 11th attacks. He claimed he simply did what his father-in-law told him to do. Apparently the court wasn't too sympathetic to that point of view. And so what happens now? Well, he gets his defense attorney, I love this, they're going to appeal. They understand the American, I think he has an American lawyer, right? So they're going to appeal. Where's the money coming from to defend this guy? Does anybody know? And I'm not being a wise guy. Just, where's the money coming from? Who's paying for this?
Question.
Yeah. I'd like to know who's paying for this guy's defense. Anybody's got any information on that, send me an email, doug@dougstefan.com, or Twitter, @GoodDayShow, facebook.com/GoodDayShow. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler on the air here.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.